Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
It's time for us now to get into our health focus. Our GROW model is focusing on health and wellness. And today we're talking about detoxing the mind and the body. We do have Dr. Vusimema, who's going to be talking to us about just that, detoxing. What do you think? When people talk about detoxing, what comes to mind? Well, we often think of detoxing as a trendy juice cleanse. But real detox goes deeper than just some green juice. It's about clearing what clogs our thoughts, our habits, and ultimately our bodies, if not the other way around. So today, we decided we're going to explore holistic detox strategies, both physical detoxing and spiritual detoxing, all of which that lead to some kind of physical health, wellness, and renewal. That's why we do have on the line our guest for today and tomorrow, Dr. Vusimema, joining us on the line. Good afternoon, Doctor. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, Naye. Thank you so much for having me on board.
Talk to us, Doctor, about this concept of detoxing. What common toxins are we talking about here? What common toxins affect us physically, emotionally, and spiritually?
Very good question. In fact, very, very good question, because sometimes when we talk about toxins, we only think about things that you eat, food and all that stuff. And we forget that there are various ways in which the body can be intoxicated.
Right.
In fact,
right.
When we talk about some of the common toxins, remember, generally, everywhere we go, there are toxins that are surrounding us. Just the environment itself. For example, I once read an article a few years back that when you look at Gauteng and other provinces, Gauteng has got the most intoxicated environment. That is the air. Now we talk about the air. So which means even what we breathe, sometimes it intoxicates us. Social media, for example, is one of the things that intoxicate our mind.
That's right.
The things that we get exposed to, the things that we get to see, they actually create certain characters that are very unnatural to us,
have
not been exposed to such things.
Right.
And also, of course, the diet itself, because of the chemical changes. Remember, the diet that we are eating today is not the same as the diet that we used to eat many years ago.
Right.
So there has been a lot of inventions in terms of food production, chemicals that are being used to produce the food, all those things, the kind of music as well that we listen to, all those things,
right,
they can actually
right.
intoxicate our minds and our bodies, our emotions, even our thoughts. They can
right.
be very much disturbed by the things that we get exposed to. So there are many, many things that can actually intoxicate us. So it's not
right.
only the physical, but even the mental, the spiritual.
Absolutely.
Everything, some of the decisions that we make, for example, we make them because we are intoxicated in terms of minds. We make wrong decisions sometimes.
Hey.
So many things that actually affect us, yes.
Absolutely. I like the way you're putting it, because when we speak of toxicity, we almost all the time ignore the fact that whatever toxicity that we are suffering from has caused us to be intoxicated. I like the way you put it there. We are the ones who are intoxicated. It's not just toxins and toxicity out there. Let's talk about the one form of toxicity that we almost never regard as being a toxin, the digital toxin. How can digital detoxing improve? Because I do suspect we as society need to detox digitally. You spoke of social media. Our time on the screens has intoxicated us so much, we don't even realize it. So let's talk to us about that. How can digital detoxing improve our mental clarity and our focus?
You know what? I remember a few years back, I used to watch Dr. Phil.
Right.
Dr. Phil was running a program where he was actually dealing with young people. young people that were addicted to social media,
right,
that were addicted to phones and all that stuff. And you will be so amazed at how they were reacting the minute you separate them from their gadgets.
Right.
So this just shows that social media has actually created dependency upon us.
Right.
So some of us, you take our phones away, we run mad. It's like you have taken my life away.
Right.
So those are some of the problems that we face lately. So what one of the things that this can be done actually is to try and make sure that you manage your exposure to social media, you manage your exposure to things that tend to stimulate the mind, for example.
Right.
If you talk about exposure to social media, for example, even fasting your phone for a day or two, saying I'm fasting
right
from my phone.
Okay.
I won't be looking at my phone. I won't be using my phone for the next 2 days.
Mm.
You will be surprised at what that can do to your sanity.
Right.
You will find your sanity will change so much that you even your behavior in that period of time you are separated from the social media,
right,
it
right.
will really see such a positive impact on you. So one of the things in which we can detox our minds is to try and take time off from our gadgets.
Okay.
Take time, for example, if you go on holiday, leave the gadgets.
Right, right.
Forget about taking gadgets with you. Let nobody find you.
Yeah.
Let nobody find you at that moment. Because sometimes even the things that you hear from people and all that stuff, they actually affect your mental capabilities.
Hmm.
I remember when we once had a client that we were working with that had a brain tumor.
Right.
And I promised you, every time we were going, because it was a home-based client that we were working with. So when we go home to check on the client, we find the client has regressed so much. And then when we get the reports from the family member, they'll say, oh, you know, aunties, they came and they started speaking negatively to her. They started speaking this and that. And that sort of, even though the person was positive towards healing, now that the words that were coming from family members, they would make her lose her hope, basically.
Mm.
So to detox from negative influences, for example, sometimes detox from friends that are negative.
Yeah.
Try and find yourself somewhere where you won't be listening to negative statements and all those things. And sometimes when you are working with people, you even forget about yourself. That's another problem.
Mm.
You listen to people's problems so much that you get absorbed to their problems. So sometimes just separate yourself even from people's problems. Try and take time off by yourself and don't listen to people's problems. Sometimes just take time off
right.
so that you can also recover your own mental capabilities. Otherwise, you will find yourself running mad yourself.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. Talk to us. You mentioned something about fasting, all these things, mm-hmm. fasting your gadgets, for example. Just clarify that a bit more. What role do fasting and prayer play in spiritual cleansing?
Now, remember, when you look at in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5, for example, Christ says, without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. This is very critical sometimes that when you get time to fast and pray, you are sort of reconnecting yourself to the source of wisdom.
Right.
You are sort of reconnecting yourself to someone who can actually rejuvenate your mental capabilities. Because sometimes we are so taken away by problems that are surrounding us. But the minute you take time to sit at the feet of Jesus through fasting and prayer, that will help you to reconnect with the source of life and with the source of wisdom. And also remember, hope is number one healer of emotions as well. So sometimes you just need to know that Christ is your hope. There is hope in everything. Sometimes people become so affected because they lose their hope in many things. So Christ is the source of our hope. So knowing that the situation that I'm in is not permanent.
Mm.
With Christ, I can overcome. So that becomes very, very important. So knowing that you have emotional support as well around you and people that believe in you, that also helps you to that's something that happens during that time of prayer and fasting, to be reminded of the people that are around you that can actually help you, people that are supportive to you, and all those things. So when you are fasting as well and taking time to pray, remember, you are putting your vital, your body in a state where it can regain its vital forces. That's why you need to take time to fast.
Yeah,
it's not using a pipe someone in my case, for example, who has worked in wastewater treatment works. I remember one of the problems that we'll have pipes that will clog after some time. They will be clogged by the waste that is running through them. But now, the minute the mind and the body works like that, the minute you take time to fast, then you allow the system to clean itself, to remove the substances that tend to clog your arteries, your veins, your colon, and everything. So, and then as a result, it will show itself in your mental capabilities.
Yeah.
So fasting and praying, it's very critical for the physical cleansing of the body itself.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So how can you develop daily habits, doctor? Daily habits of decluttering the mind and the heart. Just give us some tips on how you can develop those daily habits.
Very key is making sure that you have your daily devotions.
Okay.
That is really important, because sometimes we become so busy that we don't even have time to separate ourselves from the world or from the things that happen around us. Sitting down is just like fasting and prayer, for example. So taking time to study the Word of God, where you can actually re-energize yourself. Sometimes it's more like coming back to a fuel station, refilling yourself, and making sure that you are cleansing every negative emotions that are in you. Sometimes studying the Word of God actually, and also studying the Spirit of Prophecy, you realize that actually this is not me. I'm not the first person to find myself in this situation. There are other people. Then you learn from their strategies, how they were able to overcome, how they were able to declutter from such problems as yours. Sometimes as a family, you must also make sure that besides having your own daily devotions, even as a family, you must have devotions. You know, families, you will be shocked, Naya, that in our days, even families don't have time to devote themselves to God. They don't have time because it's so busy. Mommy comes very late, daddy comes very late, and then all we do, we just do a summary. Sometimes you need to take time and actually have a proper devotion.
Yeah.
That is going to decline, no matter how stressful your day was, but the minute you sit down and you do the devotion, you will be shocked how that can actually lift up the weight from your shoulders that you thought. So that declutters your brain, that declutters yourself from negative emotions as well.
Absolutely.
And also we must avoid stimulant. And lastly, let's avoid things that are that are very stimulative in our mind. For example, like coffee, like MSG foods, energy drinks sometimes, spicy foods. All those things, they cause our minds to clutter.
Right.
So from those things and taking time off from them, it will also help you to declutter your mind as well.
Forgive me for digressing just a little bit there. I think it's unfair of you doctors to talk to us about MSG. You must stay away from MSG. It's like expecting us to know what monosodium glutamate is without having gone to school like yourselves. And when we go to the stores and we buy Aromat, we buy or any seasoning that contains MSG, or we go to these fast foods that have their seasonings containing MSG. All of these, most of the things that we say taste nice contain in them monosodium glutamate. But you just speak so cavalierly, like, stay away from MSG. Like, we're going to know. How are we going to know what you're talking about? How are we going to stay away from these things? Because they're part and parcel of our daily lives.
Yeah. You know what? One of the things that we need to understand, you have, if you want good life and good health, I remember this morning we were doing in our devotion, we were talking about sacrificing
right
certain things that we like.
Mm.
You know, some of the things we need to understand that you don't stop them because they are not nice.
Yeah.
It does not have to stop being nice for you to stop it.
Right.
It's still nice. Even if you stop it, it's still nice. It does not mean it's not nice.
Right.
But remember, this is more about knowing what you want.
Yeah.
Knowing what you want to achieve. When we talk about the market, market in as much as market markets itself,
yeah.
But it is also influenced by people's choices.
Mm.
So people's choices, they also influence the direction of the market. But if people don't know what they want, then the market will dictate upon them.
Yeah.
This is what you should have. You see, that's what the market will do. Because we don't know what is good for us, then the market will tell us this is good for you. So if you talk about restaurants, for example, you know, sometimes if you go to a restaurant and you tell them, I don't take ABCD, they will make a plan to make sure that you still get what you want.
Yeah.
Because remember, to them, you are a customer. That's what they want.
Yeah.
Now, if the first time they tell you we don't supply it, the second time you come, they will see that, okay, there's demand after all for this. And then they will start accommodating that demand.
Right.
So I think sometimes it's only because we are the ones who are leaving ourselves to the market to tell us what is good for us.
Right.
But if we usually make our own choices with understanding, then the market will understand that, okay, these people, they like this, they like this. That's why there are things that you can't find from Checkers that is in the city and Checkers that is in the rural environment, because the demands are different.
Okay.
And the market must be different as well.
Yeah. Okay. As I let you go, Doctor, one last question, I'll let you go. What are sustainable, natural ways to support the body's detox process?
You will be shocked how people don't take water. Simple things as water.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes we are so ignorant, including myself. We are so ignorant that sometimes the simple things that are easily available to us, we don't take advantage of them. Water, which everybody has access to, can do a lot to cleanse your system.
Right.
And simple things like the movement of blood in your body, it requires water.
Right.
That's just the movement of blood in your body requires water. The functioning of your brain, remember, your brain is 90% water itself.
Right.
So you need to make sure that you take sufficient water, enough for your body. And that one, you can get it from anywhere.
Yeah.
You can get it from anywhere. And also, you must make sure that all your organs of elimination are taken good care of. When we talk about organs of elimination, we are talking about your skin, which means bathing itself. Bathing itself can actually help in detoxing your body.
Okay.
Understanding how your liver functions, understanding how your liver functions, and understanding your breathing, your needs for breathing, exposing yourself to a correct environment where you can breathe correctly, because just by breathing, you actually eliminate toxins.
Right.
For example, carbon dioxide is eliminated through breathing, just breathing itself.
Yeah.
Now, then you go to things like diet, you go to things like your exercise, then you go to things like exposing yourself to good environment.
Yeah.
So all those things will actually help you to sustain yourself.
Yeah.
So that is very key for us to do.
Right.
Basic detox.
Okay. Right. Got it. Tomorrow we are doing this again together. Doctor, thank you very much for today's lessons you have shared with us. Really appreciate your time. Let's do this again tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day further, Doctor. That was Dr. Vusimema joining us to give us some perspective on the idea of health and wellness, focusing on detoxing the mind and the body.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.